Fathers, I've heard your stories about how you feel excluded from bonding with your babies, your fear over what pregnancy and child-rearing may do to your relationships with your wives, and also your doubts about whether you have what it takes to be great dads. I know firsthand how critical you are in your children's lives, because I have seen the pain your wives and children feel when you leave, and I have been blessed to watch many more of you fathers hang in there through the rough times with your wives and kids. I'm thrilled to know that after you read this book, you will have more encouragement, more knowledge, and a clearer sense of your deep value to your children and to their mothers. We need you good men. Benjamin will teach you many things about pregnancy and birthing that you never knew. I learned many things from reading this book, and in fact, I wish that my own physician husband had this book when I was pregnant. Benjamin teaches men in a gentle but firm way how they can help their wives. He shows us women how men think and what you feel while we are pregnant. After reading this, I felt badly for all of the men who have gone through their wives' pregnancies and not had necessary help. The truth is, encouraging, teaching, and supporting fathers on all levels is long overdue in America. It is high time that we women pay attention to the fathers of our children. In that vein, I encourage every pregnant woman to read this book too. But I will issue a warning. You will feel jealous of Benjamin's wife, Kirsten, for a while, because she hit the jackpot when it comes to husbands. Benjamin describes being able to read her moods and figure out what type of help made her feel most loved. Gifts, time, or rest. And you will read that he even sat in a football locker room and ordered her maternity clothes. See what I mean? I honestly have never known another man who has done that. But those character qualities, kindness, empathy, and insight are what make Benjamin the perfect author of this book. He lives what he teaches. He is the real deal. There are many parenting books available, but none has been written with such heart as this one. In fact, even if you aren't a parent, you should read it, because you will learn some very important lessons on relationships, love, and how to live a good life. I'm especially proud that a man such as Benjamin, an NFL pro, wrote this book because he is a hero to many men and women. By playing an elite sport and writing such a heartfelt, information-packed book, he redefines masculinity. He shows us that men can be strong and tough, but also kind and compassionate enough to parent really well. My hope for this book is that the words Benjamin writes and the lives that he changes through it will begin a new revolution for men. Fathers need to regain their rightful place in the family and be encouraged to bond with their children. Studies show that when a baby, child, or teenager has a good father, that child will soar. Specifically, when a child feels connected to his or her dad, he or she is less likely to get into trouble at school, suffer from depression and anxiety, or get involved with sex, drugs, and alcohol, and is more likely to graduate from high school and go on to college. I've written about these phenomena in my parenting books. As a staunch child advocate, I've read the literature about the impact that fathers make on their children, and it is overwhelmingly clear. Dads change their kids' lives. The choice they have is this: will they change their children's lives for the better or for the worse? Reading this book will help any father anywhere be a better parent, period, and will help fathers enjoy parenting more. As a pediatrician, I will say that all fathers or fathers-to-be need to read it. And they need their wives to read it so that mothers can finally see how fathers feel. We women need to know what to do to help you. And this is hard for many mothers to swallow. We mothers need to give up some parenting territory and let you dads in. You need to be rocking and feeding babies because those babies need to bond with fathers too. We need to engage you in the pregnancy process and quit being so controlling about parenting. Breastfeeding is wonderful, but many fathers feel excluded from bonding because they can't feed their babies. So, we need to encourage fathers to put breast milk in a bottle and feed their children. This is not only fair, but is important to the health of the father-child relationship. If you are a mother or father, I'm so happy that you picked up this book. Don't stop reading. Turn the pages and let the great advice contained there soak in. Learning about pregnancy and birth from a whole new perspective will open your eyes. And then, when you have finished, give a copy to the newest expectant father that you know. He will thank you, his wife will thank you, but most importantly, you will do a great service to the wonderful children that he raises. Meg Meeker, M.D.